Every month, we have one of us, one of you, come up to share what God has been doing in our lives. Today we have Jesse Huang. Jesse, if you could come up. And to share what God has been doing in her life. By the way, she's a little nervous. How about we give her just applause and just have her, you know.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Jesse. I grew up in a loving but non-Christian family in China. No one around is Christian. Everything in my testimony seems to happen accidentally. I didn't realize it was God's arrangement until last year. He has been leading me to follow him all along. When I was 4 years old, my dad tried to find some English bedtime story for me. He hoped I can start to learn English from that. However, it was not easy to find an English storybook at that time. The only one he found was a Bible story for kids. Since then, the Bible story accompanied me and my bedtime for a long time. As I grew older, I went to boarding school and it gradually took me away from God. In the fall of 2016, I came to the United States. When I arrived in Ames, I saw so many churches I decided to visit, but I don't know how to get started. In the first couple of weeks, I spent every day hanging out with new friends, but I'm also thinking about how can I get into the church. Occasionally, a friend mentioned he went to the church and participated in the Bible study at that night. I asked him, can you take me for next time? He kindly invited me. And on the next Friday, I went to the church for my first time. I cannot forget the smile on their face and the hugs they gave me, which made me feel so warm and loved. After my first Bible study, I realized the Bible is not only a story, but also telling the truth that all of us has fallen short of God's glory by sinning, but God sent Jesus to take away our sin to save us. Although all the knowledge was new to me, but I was so excited and eager to learn more. Come to think of it, isn't like a magical power? Since then, I have joined in every little family on Friday on time, got into the international student home and learned more truths from the Bible. And slowly, God became a part of my life. One day after a year, a brother asked me, what do you think about becoming a Christian? I think I'm definitely not ready. I answered right away. But it really reminds me to think about it carefully. Why do you think you are not ready? My heart answered, will it be a burden to you to take this role? This is a very serious decision. If you make it, you will never have a chance to regret. I'm so afraid, what should I do? So I asked a brother and sister from the church to know their experience of believing in God. They shared their testimony. Even no points has really touched me, but I saw everyone was so proud of their decision. I told myself, maybe big change will happen when you really step out. Why don't you just go and try? After this thought, I decided to take the step, although it only convinced a small part of me. The next day, when I told a brother about my decision and confusion, he smiled and told me, the moment you become a Christian, even you are not perfect, you are accepted, you are already a child of God. The Holy Spirit will dwell inside you and produce his kinds of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It suddenly awakened me and really convinced me to become a believer at that moment. At that time, then we prayed together and decided to follow Jesus. The happiness that I have never experienced filled in my heart. After I followed God, I didn't seem to have much change in my life. But my thought has gradually changed. When I help others, I don't think about the praise or benefits from them. I would like to share my love to them. In addition, when I face something difficult, I lift up everything to God instead of worry inside. If things is not good as I wish, I believe this is God's plan, and if I overcome it, I will have a better future. When something unpleasant happened between me and others, I started to learn to let the truth come in so that I can have the forgiveness. Living with God means I can always be able to ask the Creator of the universe for wisdom and guidance. I'm so thankful that I have been walking with Jesus, experiencing His patience and unconditional love. Thank you.